In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. When the hypocrites come to you, they say, "We bear witness that you are indeed the apostle of Allah." Allah knows that you are indeed His apostle, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are indeed liars. They make a shield of their oaths and bar from the way of Allah. Evil indeed is what they used to do. That is because they believed and then disbelieved, so their hearts were sealed, hence they do not understand. When you see them, their bodies impress you, and if they speak, you listen to their speech. Yet they are like dry logs set reclining against a wall. They suppose every cry is directed against them. They are the enemy, so beware of them. May Allah assail them. Where do they stray? When they are told, "Come that Allah's apostle may plead for forgiveness for you," they twist their heads, and you see them turn away while they are disdainful. It is the same for them, whether you plead for forgiveness for them or do not plead for forgiveness for them. Allah will never forgive them. Indeed, Allah does not guide the transgressing lot. They are the ones who say, "Do not spend on those who are with the Apostle of Allah until they scatter off." Yet to Allah belong the treasuries of the heavens and the earth, but the hypocrites do not understand. They say, "When we return to the city, the mighty will surely expel the abased from it." Yet all might belongs to Allah and His Apostle and the faithful, but the hypocrites do not know. O you who have faith, do not let your possessions and children distract you from the remembrance of Allah, and whoever does that, it is they who are the losers. Spend from what we have provided you before death comes to any of you, whereat he will say, "My Lord, if only you had respited me for a short time, so that I could give charity and become one of the righteous." But Allah shall never respite a soul when its time has come, and Allah is well aware of what you do.